We're speaking with Ann Rohrbaugh, who's the director of the Kalamazoo Public Library, and also with Susan Warner, the library's head of youth services. And the Kalamazoo Public Library was recently selected as a family place library, and that's led in part to this renovation inside the library. What exactly is a family place library?
Well, we were invited to join in a grant application that is federally funded by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. And there are about 25 libraries that are part of this group, and we were very pleased to be invited. We think that that is affirmation of the good work we're already doing with preschoolers and very young children, and we're pleased to be part of it. Now, Family Place is really a program that uses child development and play as an important point of children's learning as they grow. And so really the emphasis is on birth to three with a whole variety of components that Sue will be able to talk about. We're very pleased to be part of that group. As I mentioned, it first started in the late 1990s nationally and has been primarily on the East Coast and the West Coast and is now kind of spreading to the middle of the country. And there are, as I said, about 25 libraries from Ohio, Michigan, kind of the middle of the country, and we're one of those groups.
Are there any other family place libraries in Michigan yet?
Yes, there are. Saginaw has been a family place library, and Howell District Library in the Detroit area. And then there are a few from the Detroit area as well as Grand Rapids that are part of this group.
Susan, what will the Family Place Library project mean specifically for children and parents who come into the children's room when it's done?
Well, the core components of all Family Place Library sites are that we will have collections of books and toys and music specifically aimed at children, especially birth to three, but up to fives. So we'll have collections of those of materials. We'll also have a strong collection of materials for parents and caregivers for children birth to 3 years old.
And what is the primary goal there? What will the Family Place Library achieve that isn't being done now at the library?
We're already doing a lot of this. What participation with this group will help us to do is to give us an established framework. We'll be one of 300 sites in 23 states that are providing services in very similar ways. Very strategically recruiting parents who may not already be library users, recruiting other organizations within the community who also serve the birth to three age group to partner with us on programs and staff development. So there will be a lot of coalition building with community agencies, those we already work with, and hopefully some new partners. I mentioned outreach to non-traditional library users. There's a big component in staff training, and that involves not just our children's librarians, but everyone in our library. So everyone who works at Kalamazoo Public Library will know what Family Place is, what it means for our families, and we'll be able to give basic information to patrons inquiring about it, and they'll support that.
One of the aspects of this, I believe, is greater parental involvement in the early development of their children. How will the Family Place Library do that?
We've always recognized that parents are a child's first teacher and most important teacher, and we'll continue to build on that belief. A big part of Family Place Library is a series of programs that they call the Parent-Child Workshop. And we may give it a slightly different name here, but that's the term that's used generally. And a Parent-Child Workshop is a five-week program that involves children birth to three and their parents and caregivers. It will feature stations where children can select what they want to play with, educational toys, and activities that will be spread throughout the space in the children's room. Parents will be playing with their children at these different stations. And also at the parent-child workshop, will be each week we'll feature a different local professional who will serve as a resource person for parents in giving them information about local services and support in areas of child development, of health and wellness. For instance, we may be working with nutritionists, we may be working with some physicians, we may be working with some child psychologists who will be present at the workshop to not to give a presentation to parents at the workshop, but to be present to let parents know what services their organization provides, perhaps provide a handout that they can take home, and just to let them know what services are available within the community to support them as they are parenting their birth to three-year-old child.
When will the project, the renovation, start? What will that mean to current users of the library, and when do you anticipate it will be completed?
We expect the renovation to start here within a few weeks. Time that we might be finished, we're hoping by the end of the year, perhaps November, December, but you know how renovation projects go. But we're anticipating that we will begin having these parent-child workshop programs beginning in January and February.
And the services now offered at the children's room will continue while this project is going on, perhaps with some disruption?
Yes, we anticipate offering our regular schedule of programs. We may be doing things in slightly different spaces, but yes, we'll continue service as usual. I guess I just want to emphasize what Anne mentioned, and that is that we were invited to be a part of this project because we are already doing the work that supports parents of very young children here at Kalamazoo Public Library, and we have for a long, long time. And being asked to become a part of Family Place Library acknowledges the work that we're already doing, but gives us perhaps more visibility in our community by being able to associate ourselves with this very well-regarded organization, Family Place Libraries.
We've been speaking with Susan Warner, who's the head of youth services at the Kalamazoo Public Library, and also with the library's director, Anne Rohrbaugh. Thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.